2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour, gas prices continue to climb here in Utah, which is the opposite story of many states to the east.
The cost for unleaded gas jumped 12 cents overnight in the Beehive State, bringing the average up to $4.05 a gallon. And this is part of a larger trend where many western states are seeing price hikes, while the east is going in the opposite direction.
In the west coast, there's some regional factors like those supply problems with refineries. Because of those supply issues, that'll affect the entire region and not necessarily states that are happening on the East Coast.
AAA spokesperson Julian Paredes says, well, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when Utahns can expect some relief at the pump. To make the most of your money now, focus on taking care of your car, including having a working gas cap as we enter the hottest months of the year. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Americans now owe almost $1 trillion on their credit card debts. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
You really have to know, can you afford it when you pull out the credit card? Can you pay that credit card not just over years, but could you pay that you're spending today next month?
DMBA certified financial planner Shane Stewart tells Dave and Dujanovic, we are facing a double whammy right now where inflation has driven costs up, but we aren't cutting back on spending. He says everyone should have a budget and people with debt should look for small ways to cut back to keep from adding more debt onto the credit card. New data shows Americans think it's the worst time in history to buy a house. A Gallup poll shows 78% of U.S. adults think it's a bad time to buy a home, which is the highest percentage since Gallup started asking this question in the late 70s. A $1,500 a month rent budget will get you about a 720-square-foot apartment rental in Salt Lake City. That's according to a recent Rent Cafe survey. But Paul Smith with the Utah Apartment Association tells Dave and Dujanovic, square footage is not a fair way to measure the value of an apartment.
Young people are content in smaller places with IKEA-style furnishings and minimalist stuff. They don't have the kind of stuff that many of us in the older generation have.
Smith says younger residents tend to value things like closeness to work, nearby amenities, and transportation opportunities. Ogden Marathon organizers say this Saturday's race course is safe from flooding for now, but officials are keeping a close eye on flooding on SR 39 and say they are ready with a plan if the conditions change. A large man-made trench in the Salt Lake Valley is helping Utah scientists understand earthquakes. This trench is letting scientists get a look into the fault's history for the past 15,000 years.
It's super helpful to feed back into these bigger picture questions about how often there's earthquakes and where they occur, whether we could expect an earthquake on the West Valley Fault Zone after an earthquake on the Wasatch, or maybe we can just get an earthquake only on the West Valley Fault Zone.
Utah Geographical Survey Project geologist Adam Hiscock says this will help Utahns prepare better in the future. Lawmakers are expected to kick off an interim session on Utah's Capitol Hill today.
Governor Cox is expected to ask lawmakers to extend the flood emergency and move around money to help keep up with this year's weather. UDOT is hoping to reallocate millions of dollars to fund repairs from flood damage. Looking at the agenda for the next few days, lawmakers are also expected to discuss school district audits and dive into issues related to election laws. We'll keep a close eye on what happens during these sessions and keep you updated here on KSL. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is sounding the alarm on the financial future of America should Congress fail to raise the debt ceiling.
hours before President Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and congressional leaders sit down to talk about the debt limit, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned that a government default could lead to a recession.
A U.S. default would generate an economic and financial catastrophe.
Yellen told an audience of independent community bankers that Congress needs to act as soon as possible to raise the debt limit.
The U.S. economy hangs in the balance. The livelihoods of millions of Americans do too. So there's no time to waste.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The head of the popular artificial intelligence company ChatGPT, Sam Altman, is appearing at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing today. Altman says governmental regulation will be key to managing the risks associated with AI.
We understand that people are anxious about how it could change the way we live. We are too. But we believe that we can and must work together to identify and manage the potential downsides so that we can all enjoy the tremendous upsides.
Some leaders in the tech world, including Microsoft founder Bill Gates, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and co-founder of Apple Steve Wozniak, are calling for a six-month pause on AI development. A new blood donation center is opening in Lehi today. The Red Cross is opening the center near 300 North and 8th East to help with the growing need for blood and platelet donations. The new location is replacing the Orem location, which was too small to handle the demand. First look traffic. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Leftover slowdown southbound Highway 89 in Davis County going from Layton into Froude Heights, and an accident on the collector ramp northbound I-15 at 7200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Get KSL Flood Watch updates on your phone this week. Text the word NEWS to 57500 for the latest. You can also see Flood Watch coverage at the top of our website, KSLNewsRadio.com.
Give your small business one tech solution that checks all the boxes. It's all here with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's cyber threat security for peace of mind. Check. The power of the largest, fastest, reliable network for small business. That's a triple box check right there. And save up to 75% a year on your wireless bill with Comcast Business Mobile. Check and cha-ching. It's everything you need to keep your business connected. From the company powered by the next generation 10G network. The Complete Connectivity Solution. Get started for just $49 a month for 12 months when you add mobile. And ask about an $800 prepaid card. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Ends 5/21/23. Restrictions apply. Requires two-year agreement, EcoBill, and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares weighted average of top three carriers. Taxes and fees extra. Reduce fees after use of monthly data. Savings vary.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Gas prices went up 12 cents overnight in Utah, but that's not the case across the country. We'll continue to keep you up to date as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. KSL News Time, 1208. Salt Lake City officials are inviting residents to view the new design options for improvements along 21st South. They're holding an open house at Highland High tonight at 5. Officials say the project aims to build a safer road that keeps traffic moving in and out of Sugar House while proving more room for people walking or biking. Now, there could be a new addition to your outdoor dining experience soon.
Coming to a restaurant deck or patio, a smiling face with big eyes that says, "You gonna eat that? You gonna eat that?" Or,
"Bacon! Where's the bacon? I smell bacon!"
And hopefully not. Restaurants have long been required to allow service dogs. Now the Food and Drug Administration issues new guidance saying restaurants can welcome any dogs to outdoor spaces as long as they get permission from a local authority. Nearly half the states allow it. The FDA suggests leashes and plans to handle what dogs can leave behind. And it's not the tip. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSL Sports, the big night for the Utah Jazz as the NBA holds its draft lottery. Utah has a 4.5% chance of moving up to the first pick. Colin Sexton will be in Chicago as the numbers are picked, and he's bringing a good luck charm he got from his grandmother.
She gives us $2 bills for birthdays as well as for our Christmases as well, and her mother did that for her, and so on.
The draft lottery takes place at 6 hour time. Utah currently has the 9th pick. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
Well, we want to give an update of the drive in Davis County. It was under emergency traffic for a long time due to an earlier crash. Now we're looking much better. Now, southbound I-15, there's still some heavy and slow traffic going from Farmington to Legacy Parkway, and southbound Highway 89, also a little bogged down, and leaving Layton and into Kaysville, but it's easing pretty quickly. Salt Lake County freeways are delay-free, but not crash-free. We have a crash on the on-ramp of I-15 at 7200 South. It has been moved over to the right shoulder. Also a crash in Utah County. Southbound I-15 is going to be after SR 92 in Lehigh, but again, out of traffic to the right shoulder. Get Mr. Mack's Performance Missionary Package, one performance suit, four and collars, stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure positioned over the Four Corners will allow for some pop-up thunderstorms in our mountains. One or two could try to drift into the valleys. We'll go for a high of 82 today. Isolated storms possible. Afternoon isolated storms again on Wednesday and then Thursday. Highs in the low 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, partly cloudy skies, 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, even in the face of high credit card debt and inflation, Americans are still spending strong at fast food joints. We'll go in depth coming up next on KSL News Radio.
For so many years now, I've talked about my friends at Burt Brothers and all of the great things they do to keep us on the road, keep us on the road safely. Most people, of course, think of tires, but Burt Brothers is about so much more. And if you're one of those individuals who has not had a Burt Brothers near you, well, that may have changed. They are growing. They've added stores in South Salt Lake, in Centerville, in Provo, and in St. George. Let's talk about some of the great, great deals they have right now on tires. It's the season. You're going to be wanting to get out, make those road trips. Well, how about $150 back on select Goodyear tires, up to $140 back on select Bridgestone tires, and up to $130 on select Firestone tires when you use your Burt Brothers credit card. And there are so many benefits that go along with that card. Remember, they're more than tires, and they simply do it better. Burt Brothers.
With our roots in northern Utah, Holy Cross Hospital has a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
At Holy Cross Hospital, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and equally honored to care for Northern Utah's vibrant communities. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs that will significantly reduce the amount you owe if you qualify. Accredited Debt Relief has helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. For this free information, call 800-820-3131. That's 800-820-3131.
I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio.
And I'm Kellyanne Halverson.
And we're hosts of KSL's Fan Effect Podcast.
That's Fan Effect with an E.
We're excited to share with you our knowledge
and arguments
on everything pop culture and fandom, featuring movie and television reviews, pop culture deep dives into video games, cosplay, fandom events, and more. Listen regularly on your favorite podcast platform at KSLNewsRadio.com, KSLPodcasts.com, or on the KSL News Radio app.
And remember, that's Fan Effect with an E.
If you like to stay up to date on all the latest breaking news, make sure you text the word news to the Cypress Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The average cost of regular unleaded gas in Utah has crossed the $4 threshold as prices in the West continue to surge, the opposite of what's happening to some eastern states. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, new data shows many Americans think right now is the worst time in history to buy a home. Third, traffic and weather together. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Speeds are improving on southbound I-15, Clearfield all the way to Centerville, but Legacy's seen some heavy and slow traffic as you go southbound from Farmington into Centerville. Highway 89 also seeing some delays in Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll go for the low 80s again today with a chance for thundershowers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Top executives of the failed Silicon Valley and Signature Banks testifying before the Senate Banking Committee today.
In an opening statement, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown said the banks were fatally mismanaged and executives put short-term profits ahead of everything else. He asked why it got so bad and why warnings from federal regulators were ignored.
The same answer we find to most questions about big bank failures, because the executives were getting rich.
There's new bipartisan legislation that would take back any pay made to executives in the 5 years leading up to a bank's failure. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
Uncertainty over the debt crisis could lead to more troubles. That's the warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen at a bankers' conference today. When she spoke, she urged Congress to raise the debt limit and not let brinkmanship get in the way of progress.
The U.S. economy hangs in the balance. The livelihoods of millions of Americans do too. So there's no time to waste.
Republicans are demanding spending cuts be part of the deal. President Biden and congressional leaders meet again for talks this afternoon. No known motive yet in yesterday's shooting rampage in a residential neighborhood in Farmington, New Mexico. Three people died. Six others were injured.
Police in Farmington have not yet said why the 18-year-old was shooting at anybody and everything around him. He had three weapons, including an AR-style rifle. Jeffrey Clark saw the gunman and then hid inside.
Standing right there. And his firing was intent.
Three victims who died were in cars. Police say there were bullet holes in vehicles and buildings in the area. The teenage shooter was shot and killed by police. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The CDC warning doctors nationwide about the potential risk of new mpox cases, formerly known as monkeypox. Health officials say a resurgence could occur this summer and urged health departments to publicize the risks. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Fast food sales are actually on the rise, and even as the cost of a Big Mac goes up. News Nation Miami correspondent Brooke Schaefer reports fast food may be the new eating out.
We're dealing with inflation right now, and it is getting a little bit more expensive to go to these fast food restaurants. You're going to pay a little bit more for your favorite combo meal now than you maybe would have before, but even still, it's less expensive than going to your typical sit-down restaurant. So that is part of the reason why some of these fast food chains are doing better than expected. We stopped by a McDonald's yesterday and we spoke to an owner. He owns nine different McDonald's across South Florida, and he said that their sales now are doing better than they were before COVID. He wouldn't give us any specific numbers, but he gave us an example of their drive-through. He said that their drive-through used to be about 60 to 65% of their sales before COVID. Now it's 75%. And again, a lot of that has to do with the fact that some people, maybe in those middle and higher income brackets, are now looking at fast food. Instead of going to a sit-down restaurant and spending, you know, $50 sitting down at a restaurant, they're opting for fast food where you can get a combo deal for, say, $10.
Schaefer tells David Dujanovic their investigation found it's a combination of the convenience and affordability driving that trend. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, you've had a couple trouble spots this
We have. Earlier delays had Highway 89 and parts of I-15 really jammed up. I-15 southbound has cleared out in Davis County. Still some busy traffic left over on Highway 89 going southbound, and you have road work to deal with. That's mostly as you're going through Kaysville. Southbound Legacy, a little bogged down Farmington into Centerville. Salt Lake County freeways all clear of delay, but we do have an accident in Midvale. It's at the top of the on-ramp, the collector ramp, from northbound I-15 to go to 7200 south. It's over to the right. A delay-free drive on I-15 in Utah County as well. The Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City features Ben Folds, Leanne Rimes, The Beach Boys, and more. June 30th through August 4th in Park City at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with a chance for afternoon thundershowers. We'll keep those chances through your Wednesday and then again on Thursday. Drier air mixes in here with a high of 81, partly cloudy on Friday. We keep it partly cloudy for your Saturday, high of 83, 84 on Sunday. How about 85 on Monday with a chance for thundershowers? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 77 degrees, a bit cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We're going to check your money news coming up next. I was checking the markets, and the Dow right now is down by nearly 300 points. Seems like investors are spooked by things like the debt ceiling talks, and Home Depot had some disappointing earnings. The complete update of your money news coming up next.
It's first and goal at the 10-yard line with seconds left on the clock. Your running back is poised for a game-winning touchdown, but before you can make the snap, the opposing team just takes the ball and locks it inside a safe? Then they won't give you the combination unless you pay them $10,000? That's how ransomware works. And in 2021, 2 out of every 3 organizations fell victim to ransomware attacks. Protect your business with the Les Olson Security Suite from Les Olson IT. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Here at KSL News Radio, we think it's time to get summer started. Join us Saturday, May 20th for the first annual KSL Barbecue Cook-Off, put on by Barbecue Pit Stop and SCA Competition. It's the best of the West competing for cash, prizes, and most importantly, bragging rights. There's local celebrity competitors, music, and lots of fun activities. Saturday, May 20th at the Triad Center. Brought to you by Camp Chef, Sheridan's Home and Patio, and KSL News Radio. Let's get to barbecue.
Here's what happens when you get brand new custom vinyl windows from Advanced Window Products. All of a sudden, your house has more curb appeal. Your home is more secure. Your heating and air conditioning bills tumble. And you have a local company in business 37 years standing behind their work for life. But that's not all. Since they build your custom windows at their facility in Salt Lake, there's no middleman markup. So you can save money on the highest quality windows on the market. Argon-filled double-pane glass. Insulation within the vinyl framing. Top of the line, built to spec. They will create magnificent bow windows, doggy doors cut into the glass. Any color, it's all custom. All installed by their team, and every window is guaranteed for life. Rocky Mountain and Dominion offer rebates. Advanced Windows offer 60-month 0% financing, and right now, save $2,000 on 10 windows or more. So save now, pay later. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100, or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Warmer temperatures are finally here, and with an entire season of camping adventure starting now, it's the perfect time for a new RV during Motorsportsland's Bunkhouse Blowout event. We have options for nearly every budget, like our Hideout 176 BH travel trailer for only $21,995 with payment options under $250 a month. Or our fully loaded Cameo Fifth Wheel 4051 BH for $49,000 off MSRP. Ask us about our special zero down options as well. Hurry in to your nearest Motorsportsland RV Center in Salt Lake, Mill Creek, or Spanish Fork to save up to 35% on select bunk models. Inventory at these prices is limited, so come in now. Make this your year of adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center, where we have hundreds of RVs in stock and ready to make memories. Start your next adventure and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
If you've got a honey-do list with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects on it, Any Hour Services can help. Call Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. AnyHourServices.com.
Come on, the meeting's already started.
Sometimes it's important.
Last call, boarding gate number 9.
Sometimes it's urgent.
Receptor alarm.
Sometimes it's vital. Hospital treatment within 1 hour of a stroke can prevent lifelong disability. If you notice someone experiencing sudden weakness on one side or having a problem speaking, walking, or seeing, call 911 fast. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
KSL News Time, 1224. Vending machines are becoming the latest tool to help fight the opioid epidemic.
Vending machines that have long been stocked with snacks are getting repurposed to distribute life-saving supplies to fight the opioid epidemic. A growing number of cities and local governments are using vending machines to distribute the overdose-reversing drug naloxone. The machines are often set up at libraries, post offices, and other public buildings. They dispense naloxone and other items for free, including first aid kits. Interest in the approach is expected to grow after U.S. regulators recently approved Narcan, the leading naloxone brand, to be sold without a prescription. That switch allows the nasal spray to be stocked in convenience stores, supermarkets, and vending machines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's money. Adidas plans to sell some of its remaining inventory of Yeezy shoes and give the money to charity. Adidas cut ties with Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, because of anti-Semitic comments. Adidas CEO Bjørn Gulden says that he spoke with groups that were harmed by Ye's comments as part of a plan to donate the proceeds from the sale of the Yeezy shoes. A social media influencer is charged with taking $2 million from people in a romance scheme. FBI says Mona Montrage from Ghana, with 4.2 million Instagram followers, pulled off multiple scams. She's facing charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and more. Today is National Barbecue Day. It's a great day to gather around with family and friends around the grill, or at least grab some takeout brisket on the way home. And your money at this moment, the Dow down by 264 points, sitting at 33,085. S&P 500 down by 15. The NASDAQ, it's up by 11 points. The NFL continues to embrace streaming. NBC Universal says Peacock streaming platform will exclusively air the first ever live stream playoff game during the wild card round on January 13th. The NFL says expanding content while maintaining a wide reach for their games continues to be a key priority for the league. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Several homes evacuated.
The Ogden River is flowing over its banks.
And water spilling over sandbag walls.
Highway 39 dealing with water on the highway.
Warmer temperatures have officials, neighborhoods, and our reporters on high alert. Get breaking updates on the trouble spots all this week. Total coverage, Flood Watch, on KSL News Radio.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them. with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's get an update on those trouble spots. Here's Ricky Meese.
After a very rough morning drive, especially for Davis County drivers, we have settled down to a quiet commute for the noontime drive. Now, for those on Highway 89, Legacy, and I-15 in Davis County, all clear and looking good. Salt Lake County freeways also seeing a good drive, delay-free. We have the final cleanup of the accident on the collector ramp, northbound I-15 at 7200 South. It's out of traffic on the right. Also, the final cleanup of a crash on southbound I-15 in Lehigh as you're passing SR-92. No delay from that. It's over to the shoulder. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure is in position to bring in a little bit of Gulf moisture. That'll help to crack off a couple thunder showers in the mountains. One or two could try to drift into the valleys today. High of 82. 81 tomorrow, same deal. We keep it going through Thursday, high of 80 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Bit of sunshine, 77 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
We are entering our longest stretch of consistent temperatures in the 80s, which will have a big impact on our snowpack.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says record snowpack equals record runoff.
We've melted off quite a bit of the snow in southern Utah. It's northern Utah that we're a little more concerned about.
He's expecting the spring runoff to pick up this week.
We're still waiting for the cottonwoods to start to pick up. That'll be in the coming days. And we're also watching really closely select rivers and streams, you know, Strawberry up in Cache Valley, plenty of rivers up there, and of course the South Fork of the Ogden River.
Wasatch Front can expect an average of 81 this week and a high of 86 on Sunday. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
City of Holladay has declared a local emergency because of the risk of flooding along Big Cottonwood Creek. Officials say there are 8 miles of stream bank running through the city, and it needs to be prepared if snowmelt pushes the creek over its banks. Volunteers have filled thousands of sandbags, and the city is closing part of Knutson Park because of the flood risk. Small businesses are at risk for losing a major income source because of empty office spaces.
Many large corporations are opting not to renew office space leases, and that could spell big trouble for the U.S. economy. The head of a real estate research group, Kenneth Rosen, tells NPR that thousands of small businesses rely on office workers as their customers. If they don't come into the office, they don't buy lunch at local restaurants or go shopping nearby. However, city budgets also rely on property taxes from office buildings, and large banks are in the hole, $1.2 trillion in outstanding office loans. Rosen says bankruptcies and foreclosures are a definite possibility. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about Utah fault lines more than 3 years after the anniversary of the earthquake that rattled the state. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
We're learning just how connected the Wasatch Fault Line is to the West Valley Fault Line. Project geologist with the Utah Geographical Survey, Adam Hiscock, says their newest project, a trench dug along the fault lines, is helping them understand how earthquakes interact.
So we think that, you know, if you have a really big earthquake on the Salt Lake City segment of the Wasatch Fault Zone, you could potentially be, after that earthquake's occurred, it could potentially trigger an earthquake on the West Valley Fault Zone.
The trench revealed how the 2020 earthquake just north of Magna left West Valley fault lines with multiple aftershocks. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The average cost for regular unleaded gas has crossed the $4 threshold in Utah, up 41 cents in just the past month. It's hard to tell when Utahns will get some relief at the pump. AAA spokesperson Julian Paredes says that there are some things that you can do in the meantime.
Making sure your tires are properly inflated, that'll help your fuel economy. And something that a lot of people may not think about is there's a significant amount of cars that are driving without a gas cap or a damaged one. It's easy to lose that. But in the summer, your gas will literally evaporate out of your car.
Peretta says if you are planning a trip, consider going east, where many states are seeing their prices go down. Home Depot out with numbers for what turned out to be quite a rough quarter with a big dip in sales and income. Experts say the demand for home improvement projects has been way down because people don't have as much extra cash. Now, the store is now dialing back their expected income for the rest of the year. Park City Resort is out with their opening dates for summer activities on the mountain. The Mountain Village Adventure Park will open on June 15th. Canyons Village will open on June 30th. Canyons Golf Course will open a little bit earlier on June 2nd. And summer activities include a mountain coaster, mountain biking, and the Alpine Slide. KSL's top national stories. The CEO of a major artificial intelligence company, OpenAI, is in the hot seat in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Lawmakers and tech leaders seem to be in agreement that more must be done with AI programs like ChatGPT.
Elon Musk has met with congressional leaders saying that he believes there needs to be some kind of regulation into AI. Even Sam Altman, again, the CEO of OpenAI, just told lawmakers, my worst fears are that we in the field of technology, this industry, cause significant harm to the world, saying that there is the potential that regulation could help out here.
ABC's Jay O'Brien reporting. Other national stories KSL is following. Some New York City schools could become temporary homes for asylum seekers. As many as 20 grade schools with freestanding gyms could house migrants under a new plan announced by New York's Mayor Eric Adams. But some residents are outraged.
Put them in the people who are elected who put this in place. Put them in their backyards.
Obviously, these folks need some place to go. But the idea that our kids could lose out on their gymnasium is kind of appalling.
The mayor has not made a final determination. Even if the plan goes through, officials would take steps to separate migrants in the gyms from school children in the classrooms. First look traffic. Let's get an update. Here's Ricky Meese.
Again, a reminder, Highway 89 in Utah County is closed both directions between the Highway 6 junction at Thistle down to Fairview due to flooding. Also watch for possible westbound delays due to road work on 134th South between Bangor Highway and Mountain View. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
A new self-defense law is now in the spotlight.
14 Republican senators have signed on. In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Troy, I am pumped for this massive grand opening at the new American Fork Bish's RV.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a wild one.
The deals are unreal, the food is free, and the fun is all day?
Yep. Clear your calendar, people. Come in May 15th through the 20th for 6 full days of epic deals, fun for the family, and free meals on Friday and Saturday from 11 to 2.
RV deals like $199 per month OAC for a new bunkhouse RV? Are you kidding me?
Plus, 2 of the hottest new travel trailers from GoPlay. High quality at an undeniable value. Available
only at Bish's.
Oh, and did we mention every remaining 2022 is priced to move with no reasonable offer refused?
And we're hooking you up with 90 days no payments on approved credit for 3 months of all play and no pay.
Got a trade? We're giving max trade-in value for your current RV.
Don't miss this sale. Only May 15th through the 20th at Bish's RV in American Fork.
Previously Stewart's RV. Bish's RV, where memories begin.
SDK number 69455 and 69454. Subject to prior sale. Dealer number 822B. See dealer for details.
Hi, Doug Wright, and it's always easy for me to talk about the Kinetico soft water system. When friends ask me about it, sometimes people just stop me in the grocery store and they say, okay, really, now what's the deal with Kinetico? I go, we've had it in two different homes now. We absolutely love the Kinetico soft water system, and it truly is 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. And here's the best way to really explain what a difference that makes. When I put one bag of salt in our system, a neighbor who has a differing system will put in three. It's that dramatic, and it's totally non-electric. I mean, we just went through the time changes and everything. How many things did you have to adjust and turn it back or forward, whatever the deal might be? You never have to worry about that with Kinetico. It's totally mechanical. This really is the time to call my friends at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top local story. We are in the middle of a stretch of several days of 80-degree heat, which means our snowpack could start melting even faster. We're going to make sure and have the very latest for you here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 12:38. Crystal Geyser in Grand County is erupting. Utah Division of Water Resources says the site has not erupted in several years, but the geyser is up and running again thanks to this year's rising water table. New warnings about the dangers of artificial sweeteners.
Straight from the World Health Organization, warnings about artificial sweeteners.
Like sucralose, saccharin, aspartame, natural sweeteners even, like stevia.
ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
Not only did they not have any long-term benefit for weight loss, which again, when they were developed, was one of their primary objectives, but they also don't significantly lower cholesterol or blood pressure. They don't really lower the risk of cardiovascular disease.
According to a new study, they could also cause problems.
They may potentially increase the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and death in adults.
Dr. Ashton says the key for all of us, avoid added sugars.
For women, it's no more than 25 grams a day. For men, no more than 36 grams a day. And I can tell you, even with things like bread, yogurt, which can be healthy, they can be loaded with added sugars.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
A new survey shows a record number of Americans are switching religions. Data from the Public Religion Research Institute shows around a quarter of Americans follow a different religious tradition than they used to, and that percentage keeps growing. More than half the people who are switching religions say they are doing it because they just stopped believing in that religion's teachings. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's up, Ricky?
Back to a delay-free drive on all the Valley freeways. We're looking good. We have one accident remaining. It's the one in Utah County, southbound I-15 in Lehigh. It's after SR-92. Closer to 2100 north, I'd probably say, but it's out of traffic on the shoulder, so it's not going to get in your way and bother you. You do want to be aware that for Utah County drivers, Highway 89 still closed. That road is washed out, no travel permitted either direction between Highway 6 at Thistle and Fairview. Visit the largest swim spa and hot tub super center in the state at Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America. Hot tubs starting as low as $49.99 MSRP. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It looks like repeat weather for the next 3 days. Today we'll go 82 with a chance for isolated storms by afternoon. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, 81, chance for afternoon storms. Then we go 80 on Thursday, another slight chance for those afternoon storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, partly cloudy skies and a nice 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, a new concourse is open at Salt Lake International Airport. We'll go in depth on that subject coming up next on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's Summit Harley's pay your sales tax promotion on any pre-owned Harley this week only.
Very funny. Yeah, Summit Harley has no intention of paying or avoiding your sales tax. We know how many agents they've added on. Two words, buddy. Low profile.
Sales tax is the amount of your discount on any pre-owned Harley. Summit Harley is the number one sales volume Harley dealer in the state. You don't need perfect credit. Don't need a cash down payment. 100% of all credit applications considered and every pre-owned Harley discounted by your sales tax now through Saturday at Summit Harley.
If you're ready to get serious about your health and wellness, there's no better place and no other way to start than to check out Sota Weight Loss. It's SOTA, stands for state-of-the-art weight loss, because it is state-of-the-art. It's not about pills, potions, lotions. It's not about any kind of fad diet. It's science. And it's based on what your body needs in terms of burning energy. And you don't go at it alone. But fortunately, you can do it wherever you are. You can do it all over the phone. You've got a coach and a nutritionist to walk you through every step of the way to make sure you're on path, you're on target, and you're achieving the results, because results matter. And then once you get the results, the next question is, can you sustain the results? And to me, that's the real power of Sota Weight Loss. Is I'm almost 18 months into my process. I lost 37 pounds in less than 3 months. I'm almost a year and a half in now, and I am right where I want to be. More healthy, stronger, really where I want to go. Check it out at sotaweightloss.com, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
3 years after the 5.7 magnitude earthquake that quite literally shook the state, scientists are finding out more information about Utah's fault lines. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, lawmakers are expected to kick off an interim session on Utah's Capitol Hill today, and Governor Cox is expected to ask legislators to extend a flood emergency. Third, traffic and weather together with Ricky Meese.
Just one accident remaining. It's on southbound I-15 in Lehigh, but it is over to the right shoulder. It's looking like you're going to have an enjoyable delay-free drive on I-15 both directions, despite this accident, and that's between Roy and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A slight chance for thunder showers and highs in the low 80s. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 77 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In New Mexico, police still don't have a motive in yesterday's mass shooting in Farmington. The 18-year-old suspected shooter killed three people and wounded six others when police say he began firing randomly in the neighborhood. Jeffrey Clark lives in the area and says the country needs to do more to prevent gun violence.
We, as a society, we need to start seeing this or taking responsibility, or I'm just in a healthy way starting to engage this kind of behavior.
President Biden sits down with congressional leaders for a second time this afternoon, looking for ways to end the standoff over raising the debt limit. Republicans not backing down from demands to attach spending cuts to the deal of raising the debt ceiling. The U.S. could default on June 1st. Mobile phone giant Vodafone announced it's laying off 11,000 workers worldwide over the next 3 years. The company says it's trying to cut costs. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The big day at Salt Lake International Airport as part of the new Concourse A East has opened. It now includes 5 gates that are in operation and the first Delta departure from one of those gates headed to Atlanta today. Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall says it takes travelers at the airport in a new direction, literally.
This is a big deal because everybody's now used to coming to the airport, taking a hard left to get to whatever gate you're assigned to. We have now opened up the right-hand turn. And with these 5 gates, thousands of people will be able to have a more convenient experience here at our airport. And we're really looking forward to the rest of the gates opening later this year.
She says the timing of the expansion is perfect with the busy summer of travelers ahead.
This is expected to be a record-setting travel year, not only for Salt Lake City, but throughout this country. And as we become an even stronger Delta hub here in the West, we are moving tens of thousands of people every day through our front doors. And these gates will help make actually thousands of fewer passengers have to use the hard stand out on the tarmac every single day. It's a big difference. It makes it more convenient for everybody. And the more that we open, the better the experience is going to get.
Mendenhall says these new gates will also help promote Salt Lake City tourism.
This airport is the gateway not only to Salt Lake City, but to the state of Utah and to much of the region. We've designed it in a way that you can come in, see the beautiful mountains, even get a glimpse out there toward the Great Salt Lake and see our amazing skyline. So this gateway is meaningful even for people who don't end up leaving the airport but are on a connecting flight. The beauty of it, even the art by artists, some of whom are here today that are in each of the bathrooms, we've tried to make Salt Lake City a very memorable and beautiful experience for anybody who visits.
Airport Executive Director Bill Wyatt says there is a connection to the past with this new concourse.
What's exciting about it is we're standing on the bones of the old airport right here. This was Concourse D and so on as you walk down the concourse. So to have that out of the way, all of the demolition completed, and this concourse well on its way with its first 5-gate opening is very exciting for us.
Construction of the rest of the concourse should wrap up this fall with the last 17 gates set to be complete by October 31st.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.